It's the 24th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A grandmother who flew out of London Luton Airport leaving her car in the parking garage, which eventually erupted into flames, is being offered a minimal amount in compensation by her insurance company. Kath Glaze was on holiday in Portugal at the time of the fire, which started on the third floor of Terminal Car Park 2, destroyed or damaged 1,400 vehicles on the 10th of October. When she returned, she contacted her insurance company, who declared her to be at fault. Based on what she was offered, she would not be able to purchase a similar form of transportation, hampering her ability to pick up her grandchildren from school and to run necessary errands. While Miss Glaze's situation is not unique, she called the experience traumatic and upsetting. A 30-year-old man was arrested as a precaution by Bedfordshire Police on suspicion of criminal damage related to the Luton Airport car park blaze. He was later released on bail as the current investigation continues to point to an accidental vehicle fire as the cause. After almost a year of bus replacement along the Marston Vale line between Bedford and Bletchley, London North Western Railway will finally restore limited train service next month. The bankruptcy of maintenance operator Vivarail led to the ongoing disruption. Trains will become more frequent once the line is fully upgraded and later integrated into the new East-West Rail project. Bedford Borough Conservative Mayor Tom Wootton has invited Mid-Bedfordshire's new Labour MP Alistair Strathan, who was sworn in on Monday, to Borough Hall. He said they have a number of issues to discuss and that what residents want to see are politicians working together collaboratively and constructively. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.